Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk second base and shortstop tiers next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, January 19th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's start off with second base. The elite tier features just one name. That is Trey Turner, who has an ADP of 2. Scott, I'm assuming he is a top 3-ish pick in Roto and probably still a first rounder in points leagues, right?
Yeah, I have a first rounder in both. I have him a little lower in Roto. I think people are wanting to lock in some steals in round one and wanting to avoid the risks inherent to players like Fernando Tatis. So maybe Trey Turner's draft stock is getting a little elevated in that format. But, you know, he's not the 60 to 70 steal guy we once hoped he would be. He's more like a 30 steal guy, which, you know, it's a good total, but not going to carry you in the category single-handedly. But, you know, he's more of a power hitter than he was at the start of his career. Could give you 25 homers, very reliable source of batting average. I think a big reason second base is seen as deeper now is because Trey Turner picked up eligibility there late in the year, and it's the earliest we've been drafting a second baseman in several years.
The near elite tier at second base spans rounds 2 through 7 and features Ozzie Albies, Marcus Semien, Jose Altuve, Whit Merrifield, Brandon Lau, Ketel Marte, and Javier Baez, who is a tier lower in points leagues. Whit Merrifield as well, a tier lower in points leagues. Scott, you know, this tier is such a wide range of where players are being drafted. Is it fair to assume that you will wind up with less Ozzie Albies and Marcus Semien because they're going so much higher than names like Brandon Lau or Ketel Marte within the same tier?
Yes, that is exactly the idea behind drafting according to the tiers. And I like having a nice big tier like this that spans several rounds because it gives you the ability to wait at a position, which you need. You need to have positions you can wait on in order to maximize this strategy. So, I was a little on the fence about whether Brandon Lau, Ketel Marte belonged here as opposed to the next tier, but I feel like they're closer to Jose Altuve than they are to Jorge Polanco. And meanwhile, I feel like Jose Altuve has to be in this tier. So he keeps them up in this near elite tier with him. And I think that works to the benefit of all of us.
The next best things tier features just two names, Jorge Polanco and Jonathan India. And I think it's a pretty interesting tier, Scott, because we have to decide whether or not what Jorge Polanco did last year was real. And I guess kind of the same thing for Jonathan India. He has this breakout season and didn't really have any monster seasons in the minors. So how are we feeling about Polanco and Jonathan India?
I feel good about them. I think there is going to be skepticism surrounding both for the reasons you mentioned, but I don't see a lot of warning signs for either. They're both disciplined hitters, which is the most important thing to me when it comes to how likely they are to repeat the numbers. I think Polanco probably takes a step back power-wise. India could potentially take a step forward.
The shortstop tiers features, let's move into shortstop. The elite tier features Fernando Tatis, Trey Turner, and Bo Bichette. So those are the top six, all drafted inside the top six in ADP right now. Scott, how are you feeling about Bo Bichette potentially still being a first round pick in points leagues? Obviously provides steals for those in Roto, but he's a weird hitter being drafted this early because he doesn't really walk very much.
Yeah. I have him outside the first round in points league. Some pitchers push him out in that format as well. He's a stud. I feel like maybe home runs, steals, you know, if you're setting the over under at 30, I'm taking the under on both. And it's the home runs that concern me more, especially in Roto when you're drafting with a first round pick. I want to make sure I get a lot of power early in the draft. So I'm not as high on him as some others, but he belongs in the elite tier nonetheless.
All right, next up we have the near elite tier, which features Marcus Semien, Xander Bogaerts, Corey Seager, Trevor Story, Wander Franco, Carlos Correa, and Javier Baez, who again is a tier lower in points leagues. Scott, I don't really understand the difference in ADP between Corey Seager and Marcus Semien right now. Semien, 27.3 is the ADP, Corey Seager, 70. They both signed with the Texas Rangers. I feel like they shouldn't be this far apart.
I don't either, but of course, Semien's totals were made. He set the record for a guy who played primarily second base. He set the single season home run record. He stole a bunch of bases, which is something Seager's certainly not going to do, right? But I feel like the move from Toronto to Texas is going to impact him a lot more than the move from LA to Texas will Seager. Seager's batter ball profiles should translate anywhere, and he should be less dependent on a supporting cast than Semien is.
The next best things tier features Jorge Polanco, Francisco Lindor, and Tim Anderson. The disrespect that Scott has put on Francisco Lindor and Tim Anderson, you can hear all about it over on our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, which you can listen to on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.